This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, I want to say thanks to Jordy, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, meaning that Jordy gives $5 a month to the Free Talk Live amp program over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's where you can go to help us get on more radio stations. And we have new stations as of the last week or so, so we're up to over 207 radio stations now, so thank you to all of the great amplifiers that helped make that possible at amp.freetalklive.com. You can do it just like Jordy did for just $5 a month, and you get some cool perks. You get access to the Amp Only Facebook group if you're still on Facebook. It's a place to go and hang out with some pretty cool people. There's also the Amp discussion rooms on our Discord server for supporters of the show. And more. You can get all the details, get signed up with PayPal. You can use credit card or Bitcoin BTC at amp.freetalklive.com. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Johnson, you were just beginning to tell us about cult jargon. The idea that when you're in a cult, these cults want to differentiate their members. They want to have a signal that they can use in conversation to use this jargon that will signal to others in the cult that they're in the know.
So let me
and exclude others from understanding.
Let me first regale the post, which was like a little infographic-y kind of post from the this group Tang Law Mental Health.
And they Tang Law?
Yeah, I guess. It's just some group. That's,
like Tang, you drink? Space,
it doesn't matter.
Space Tang?
It doesn't matter.
Like law, like law group?
Yeah.
Like a lawyer?
Still doesn't matter.
Okay.
They posted this, like, dual, like, side-by-side list of how to avoid toxic positivity. And I'm just like, this is the most SJW garbage nonsense language. So,
by the way, and this isn't a troll post. This is real.
Yeah. So they're saying, instead of saying, you'll get over it, say, it's hard, but I believe in you. Instead of saying, don't be so negative, say, it's okay to feel bad sometimes. Instead of saying, always look on the bright side, say, it can be difficult to see the good in this situation, but we'll make sense of it when we can. Instead of saying, failure is not an option, say, failure is a part of growth. Instead of saying, think happy thoughts, say, things can get really tough. I am here for you. Instead of saying, it could be worse, say, sometimes we experience bad things. How can I support you? And I'm just like, this is the most, like, nonsense garbage. Like, and I feel like it's like this kind of same kind of thing with, like, social justice warriors and you know, kind of culty language. And then I did a little search, you know, about the language in cults again, and I came up with this interesting article that's from a little while ago by Race Hochdorf, who posted to Medium, and I thought this was pretty good. He says, nearly 3 years ago, I wrote an article titled The Tyranny of Fundamentalist Language, about how fringe religious groups are able to psychologically enslave adherents by creating a vocabulary that reinforces the us versus them narratives. At the time, I had recently left the evangelical church of my upbringing, and I had wanted to summarize as best as I could the reason why breaking through to individuals who are a part of these ultra-conservative religious groups was such a challenge. I was delighted to find that the article was well received. Numerous people had responded with stories of loved ones currently and formerly trapped in crowds that either were cults or, at the very least, exhibited cult-like behavior. I even had a family member of one of the Branch Davidians who died during the Waco siege email me and express their gratitude for putting into words what they had been feeling over two decades. I somehow naively began to believe that once out of conservative evangelicalism, I would no longer have to worry about groups that use language as a tool of control.
Surprise! Turns out.
Yeah. But over the course of 3 years since I wrote The Tyranny of Fundamentalist Language, I've come to discover that, unfortunately, language as a tool of control isn't strictly a trait that belongs to religious fundamentalists.
No doubt.
Depressingly, it's becoming even more a feature of secular so-called liberal circles, too.
Mm-hmm.
At the University of Tennessee, for instance,
climate change.
Yeah. What? How about both?
Yeah.
I mean, what if they're both cults in their own little way.
And I have to admit, sorry, Ian, I was kind of hoping that you would be Arya. Tonight for this, but, because we kind of got into this a little bit last Tuesday.
I see.
Ian was here. He heard the conversation.
You heard the conversation at the very least.
It was going off the rails.
But I would have liked Arya to
recap for me like I was here, but that didn't mean I remember it.
We were, all right.
Or our listeners.
The same conversation we've been having all night about, I don't really, agree with you, Mr. Bigot, mm-hmm. Cantwell. But hey, I'm going to defend your right to say whatever you want to say and not have, woke culture or legislative laws coming down on me, preventing me from,
people shouldn't be illegal to be
a bigot.
Yeah, a bigot. It shouldn't be illegal to be, to hurt people's feelings and to be offensive.
She wasn't, Arya wasn't saying it should be, right? Was she?
A little bit she was.
Really?
Yeah, she was a little bit going. And that's why I wouldn't like to put that, I wouldn't like to say that and put words in her mouth.
She never said we need to create laws to prevent people from free speech. But
because she's always been somebody who's...
It was a sticky piece of ice we were walking
through. Well, I'll say this about Arya. I mean, she's always been one of the people who's actually still been willing to communicate with Cantwell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's, reached out to him. They've spent, a little bit of time on the air together with one another. She did a special episode of Free Your Talk Live at the after show, which was She-Male versus Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out to be a really interesting show. But anyway, go on.
Yeah. I don't know that Arya would ever advocate for what they have in Canada, for example, where it's, forced to, if you misgender someone, that's against the law.
I can't imagine she would, because she doesn't care.
Exactly. So anyway, here, continuing the article. At the University of Tennessee, for instance, administrators are pushing to replace the pronouns him and her with neutral pronouns like ze, zim, and zir.
Yeah.
Students at Columbia University want trigger warnings for the classic works by Ovid's Metamorphosis.
Wow.
But a feminist blog protests at that suggestion because the phrase trigger warning itself needs a warning because trigger might cause people to think of guns. At UC Berkeley, students are protesting the teaching of Plato and Aristotle because they were economically privileged white males.
Wow.
The annual production of The Vagina Monologues was canceled at Mount Holyoke because gender is a wide and varied experience that simply cannot be reduced to biological and anatomical distinctions.
That's so funny because isn't The Vagina Monologues kind of like a sort of classically leftist...
It's the traditional feminist entry point. But they eat their own, man.
Yeah, they do.
And they said, therefore, the show is inherently reductionist and exclusive. A piece that ran in the Harvard Crimson
Bunch.
Yeah.
A
piece that ran in the Harvard Crimson argues it is tempting to decry frustrating restrictions on academic research as violations of academic freedom. Yet I would encourage student and worker organizers to instead use a framework of justice. After all, if we give up our obsessive reliance on the doctrine of academic freedom, we can consider more thoughtfully what is just.
Mm.
And the article goes on to make the chilling statement, if our university community opposes racism, sexism, and heterosexism, why should we put up with research that counters our goals simply in the name of academic freedom?
I had never heard that, heterosexism.
Wow.
Why should we put up with facts that counter our non-reality.
throwing out the idea of academic freedom in favor of whatever set of viewpoints is politically feasible or popular in the moment.
This is echoing what I said earlier. A recent Pew poll has found that 40% of millennials support making laws against insensitive speech. To put into perspective how scary high that percentage is, consider the fact that 40% of Americans are creationists.
Mm.
But like religious fundamentalism, this isn't just about censoring language. It's about creating new language.
We will continue with more on cult language here. If you want to weigh in and share your experiences in a cult, you can join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And just because it wasn't called a cult doesn't mean it didn't share the hallmarks of one. And there are some very specific signs that you're in a cult. That's also an interesting conversation to have. You can bring up whatever you want here to take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Five four fifty free. 855-450-3733. We're talking about cult jargon. and specifically how it applies to people on the left. Yeah, there's definitely right-wing people that are in cults, but they, you know, the lefty cults don't get as much coverage. And we're talking about the cult of education, the cult of so-called higher education, in this case throwing out the idea of academic freedom in favor of a political perspective that Johnson's sharing with us here. But I also want you to know about liberty.menu. It is for those individuals who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that describes you, then you belong over at liberty.menu. Some might say it's a cult website.
Oh, no.
Liberty.menu allows you to connect with other liberty-minded folks and let them know about the things that you do. Maybe you've got a business that you want them to know about. Maybe you've got an event that you help put on or digital content that you're the creator of. You can rate and review other people's entries there. And there's even a bit of a social network so you can connect and share with others. At liberty.menu, you can use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's liberty.menu. All right, Johnson, let's keep this thing going. What you got?
Okay, so the article continues here. You see, the thing about sectarian groups is that they don't engage in the marketplace of ideas. Why? Because marketplaces are open places. Mm-hmm. And in the open marketplace of ideas, anybody
might be challenged.
Yeah. Anybody and everybody can call you out if you're spouting BS. So sectarian groups wall off, so to speak. They develop their own communities, their own bubble, their own closed marketplace, where beliefs are endlessly propagated and never challenged.
Right.
During this process, normal rules of logic and reasoning don't apply.
And if you challenge them, you'll be ostracized. You'll be pushed out of the cult.
Exactly. That's why those rules can't apply. And so what becomes necessitated are new rules, new language. This doesn't mean sectarian groups don't engage with the world, but it's a one-sided engagement. They're not wanting debate. They want conversions. So what are some linguistic instances of how the social justice crowd has acted in this way? What are some words and phrases they use as attempts to control the actions and behaviors of others? Here are a few examples. White passing.
Yep.
I've never heard of this.
I just heard about it this week.
Yeah. When a person who is a part of a minority group voices an opinion that runs counter to the victim narrative peddled by the social justice crowd about said minority group, hence a minority person who challenges such a narrative is white passing.
Huh.
Because they are passing as being white. Or other variants of white passing are Uncle Tom, if the dissenter is black, or simply traitor, if they are any other race.
So if somebody in a race that's supposedly downtrodden is like, well, I'm doing fine, then they're white passing.
If I, for example, was, the way that I heard it was, if I, for example, was two races, but I am obviously Caucasian, but I, you know, my mother or father was this other race. Mm-hmm. I can't claim that other race because I'm a passing white.
Yeah, I'm sure Candace Owens would hear this kind of criticism constantly. Mm-hmm. Candace Owens being
She's an Uncle Tom.
Yes, considering that, I mean, she's a Trump supporter, mm-hmm. Republican,
yep.
Who is of color, a person of color.
But she's also very light skinned, and that it doesn't help her at all.
Yes. So the next one here is internalized misogyny. When a woman voices an opinion that is at odds with the consensus of feminist groups, she's accused of internalizing and regurgitating societal attitudes of oppression towards women that have been propagated by the patriarchy. This is actually really condescending towards women,
sure.
Which one wouldn't expect to be a problem in a feminist environment.
Right, they're essentially saying that this woman
right.
cannot have her own opinions
because right.
her opinions go contrary to what the official feminist belief
right.
system is.
Right. It's basically saying that unless a woman toes the third wave line, she cannot possibly have her own intellectual autonomy, but must be brainwashed to the point where she's unaware of her own oppression.
She's just a victim of the patriarchy.
And you can also call her, a self-loathing woman or a self-loathing feminist or a traditional woman. Which is a new term that's getting thrown out.
Oh, yeah.
Trad women?
Trad wife.
Trad wife.
Trad wife is the new term, yep. That's right.
And
we have to remember that this article is from 2016. It's
wow.
old.
Yeah.
And some of these terms are still gaining traction to the point where they're becoming mainstream now.
Huh.
So here's another one. Blank splain.
Yeah, I've heard the mansplain thing.
It's more than...
Yeah, but it's more than that. So
okay.
Any counter argument that is made by a person who falls into a demographic that's targeted by social justice devotees, no matter how eloquently presented, is quickly dismissed by attaching splain at the end of a chosen adjective, e.g. cisplain or whitesplain, mansplain. This is one-word deflection is meant to shut down debate because, again, remember, they don't want to debate. Debating is scary and involves the risk of losing.
Yeah, it's like calling you a Nazi or a racist. That's the ender. That's the end of all debate right there.
Mm-hmm. This is one of my favorites. Wrong side of history. The notion that human events over time are a trajectory towards an ultimate utopian... and the person making the accusation knows exactly what that right is. Of course, in reality, there is no right and wrong side to history. History just is, and the future is a blank slate. Ironically, those who often make the statements about what is the right and wrong side of history are normally folks who believe in moral relativism and are also big into postmodern philosophy, which argues that there is no objective truth or morality. There are many other social justice words and phrases I could point out, but for my reasoning, giving you the ones above is to show you how this movement uses language to erase voices of dissent mm-hmm. and intimidate followers. In a lot of ways, believers in social justice act like fundamentalist Christians.
Yeah.
Privilege is the secular version.
Well, in the same way that a lot of atheists act like the very religious people they hate, because the mm-hmm. atheists, in their maybe rightful rejection of a daddy god, have embraced the daddy state.
Yeah,
which is just as fanciful.
They in all essence, they have replaced one god with another.
Right.
And that's how I view this whole climate alarmism. It's just that. And a lot of them are atheists, by the way, and, mm-hmm. and scientists are and all they've really done is exchanged one collection of beliefs and faithisms with another.
Yeah, Gary Freeman in our Discord chat says, "Stop with your liber-splaining."
So there's a, and it's funny that you say in scientists, well, they're not really, because if someone actually believes in the scientific method, then they don't believe in accepted science. They don't mm-hmm. believe, they believe in the scientific method,
which is another mythology.
Every single hypothesis must be challenged without end until it is disproven.
Right.
And the goal is to disprove everything.
Right. But that's another thing that these people hold dear, is the idea of a scientific consensus, which is contrary to the idea of science.
Yeah, it's definitely contrary to the idea of science. So they say here, to be guilty of hate speech... privilege is the secular version of original sin, and to carry it is to carry total depravity for which you must atone. To be guilty of hate speech, voicing any opinion that strays from the official victim narrative. And he's got a little trademark symbol there.
We got more coming up here of cult language on the left. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. If you've got some examples you want to share with us, you're welcome to jump on the lines or on Discord at discord.lrn.fm. Hop into one of the call-in lines there. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said there will likely be more cases of the coronavirus in the United States, and he asked a Senate subcommittee to approve $2.5 billion in funding to fight the outbreak after proposing cuts to that department's budget.
The immediate risk to the general American public remains low. But as we have warned, that has the potential to change quickly. There is now community transmission in a number of countries, including outside of Asia. That's deeply concerning, and community spread in other countries will make successful containment at our borders harder and harder.
Azar said the additional funding would help the United States expand surveillance systems for the new virus, support state and local governments, help the development of vaccines and therapies, and expand stockpiles of protective equipment like surgical masks. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice this is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Jargon, cult jargon on the left. 855-450-FREE. You can share your experience with cults if you want to jump on the lines. You can join Ian.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And also you can join us in real life all over at ForkFest. ForkFest.party is the website you can go to learn more about the Libertarian Decentralized Camping Festival that happens in June and July of this year, June 29th until July 5th. What better place to spend Independence Day than being surrounded by people that actually care about freedom over at the beautiful Rogers Campground? It's in the northern White Mountains of New Hampshire. Beautiful place to be at that time of year. And you're going to be around some really cool folks doing, well, who knows what, because it's decentralized. There's no central organization. There's no organizers, officially. There's no ticket price. You just show up at this campground, bring your tents, bring your RV, get a motel room, whatever your preferred option is, and then bring whatever you want to the table. Maybe you just want to hang out with other cool people. That's easy. Maybe you want to create something for those people to do. Maybe you want to put together a stage for musical performances, or maybe you want to put on a play, or you want to have speeches, or maybe you want to put a poker game together, or some other kind of game night, or whatever. You can do all of those things, or any of those things. It's up to you. What you bring to the table at ForkFest. It is decentralized, so no one is in charge except for each individual. You're in charge of your own experience there. ForkFest.party. June 29th until July 5th. Like I said, there's no tickets to buy. You just got to get your campsite or RV site or motel room from Rogers Campground. And you can do that even during the wintertime. They are open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the morning hours, I think like 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So limited winter hours, but you can still get your reservations in for ForkFest 2020. It's the fourth year of ForkFest. It's going to be happening after the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. So we're changing it up, and I think it's going to be the biggest year yet. So head over to forkfest.party to learn more. We're going to continue here with your calls and thoughts. James in Arizona, watching on YouTube. Go ahead, James.
Conan, speaking of obsessing, I can't help but never forget one time after a 12-hour Friday workday, I turned on Liberty Radio Network for the long drive home.
And thank you.
And one Johnson Rice, Christopher Cantwell, and Ian Bernard were talking about me by name.
So I'm glad we could entertain you.
So I instantly called in, and Johnson Rice did like he just did, and instantly started talking over my attempt to respond to them talking about me, and they instantly, of course, started making fun of all my
Dewey. We only accept solicitations by mail.
They instantly started making fun of all the Deweys I have, which I don't have multiple Deweys, unlike Christopher Cantwell, who... It's funny, I don't believe he's a political prisoner, and I can't take any of what Bernard says he witnesses in court seriously, especially when...
So why don't you just say your full name right now? I'm not going to out you, but you don't have multiple Deweys. Why don't you just say your full name right now and let people Google it?
I don't have multiple Deweys.
So say your full name.
That, I'm speaking to Conan. Conan, I should
say your full name. If you don't have multiple Deweys, then people can't just Google you because the records are public.
I cannot speak to Conan, live studio audience.
Johnson, he only talks to me because I let him talk. You always talk over him.
Be a man.
Poor James. He's only had 7 or 8 years on the air almost every single night.
I've heard my full name spoken by a so-called minister, and... Another thing about speaking of being...
Yeah, well, you threatened his child.
Violent psychopath.
With violence.
I'm not threatening Jack Edgington at
it's
all.
It's a promise.
And I told FBI agent exactly how I'm going to ruin his life. And you know why I'm not...
How are you going to ruin his life? Can you just go ahead and tell us? So we know that you're not talking about murdering somebody, James. Can you tell us how you're going to ruin Jack Edgington's life?
Nope.
Conan, can you ask James for me how he's going to ruin Jack's life?
His criminal father and his disgusting, contemptible mother are going to find out just how I'm going to do that. But I
what do you mean how they're going to find out? You've only said it 20 times. They're going
to
know who
did
it.
Are you threatening to have sex with them?
I've said it many a time. I'm going to ruin Jack Edgington's life, like Albert Speer.
A kid.
Albert Speer Jr., excuse me. Like Albert Speer Jr.'s life was ruined. I'm going to do the same
thing. Who the hell is that?
To Jack Edgington. I know you don't know your history. He was the best friend of the biggest and most powerful and popular mass murderer next to Stalin. Hitler, that is. But I'm not surprised.
So you're likening Mark's son to Hitler's best friend?
I'm not surprised I have done it before.
Why are you obsessed with an 11-year-old boy? That's what I want to know.
I'm not obsessed at all.
You're not obsessed at all. You call in almost every night about Jack Edgington.
I hardly ever speak of Jack Edgington. What
are you kidding me? Talking about it for the last 5 minutes.
How does your brother feel about your behavior?
I've been talking about Jack Edgington the last 5 minutes. You guys brought it up.
I want to know, how does your more successful brother feel about your behavior? Is he embarrassed by you?
Loser. Okay, like I told an FBI agent, Conan, speaking of assessing, I've never Googled anybody in Liberty Radio Network's lineup's name ever.
Sure.
But you haven't.
You go online, not long after I started calling the show, and long before I started being accused of wanting to murder a mother and child, long before that, my mugshot was on, Free Talk Live, Facebook pages. People were commenting about me over and over. Many a Free Talk Live host, Conan, speaking of obsession.
Talk about a persecution.
I mean,
complex.
Your parents are buried in Arlington. I would think that they're honorable people to a certain extent. Do you think they would be embarrassed and shamed by your behavior?
I put them on hold. Do you really want to bring him back?
Well, so the FBI did go and talk to you.
That's what he says.
That's because we've been, you know, asking ourselves that,
okay.
You know.
Was... Talk radio where you take control when James Whittaker calls in.
Oh, put the drink down.
Conan. Yes. I
want to hear about the FBI interaction. What did you tell the FBI?
I speak to an FBI agent who knows thanks to a pathological loser and liar who still should be in federal penitentiary.
Podcast listeners, he said his name. You can Google it now.
Forgiveness, I'm not willing to... forgive somebody for committing murder. In fact, the victims of a murder can never forgive their perpetrator, as in Mark Edgington will never be forgiven for murder because his victim is still dead. But I didn't want to talk about that, Conan.
Sure. Wait a minute. How are you going to talk about for this whole segment about a murderer and that he hasn't served his sentence and that his victim can never recover? And but your response is to murder, to actually murder and a kid at
that. Well, he hasn't said that. See, that's the thing with James. He dances around most of the time the threat.
How are you going to make Jack suffer?
I'm not going to tell you. I told FBI. He's back. I don't want to talk about selfish.
You've already told me. You message me all the time. I know what you've said in messages. You're talking about curb stomping an 11-year-old. You're a sick bastard.
No, he hasn't said that about the kid, has he?
In messages to me.
Really?
I have them. I can show them to you at the break.
What do you think about that, James? Were you too drunk? Did you forget?
I can't speak to somebody when you keep on muting me. And I am not drunk at all.
No. Did you forget about threatening to curb stomp an 11-year-old? Conan says you said it to him in a private message.
Oh, yeah. The one I sent you is Discord or two. That you also on public radio.
I have half a dozen messages from you from over the years, and they're all nasty.
Over how many years? Half a dozen over how many years of which you was never responding to, but you...
Why am I going to respond to your crazy ass?
Now you got me...
As Camel Toe in our Discord chat says, he probably says he wants to ruin Jack Edgington's life twice a day for at least the past 4 years that we know about. I mean, if you go into the Free Talk Live Discord over at discord.lrn.fm, click on the Toxic User Zone room, and you can just scroll back and back and back and back for days and months.
If you're into that.
And you can read
nasty. It's
what this guy says.
This guy who comes from a military family, a brother who is a lawyer, and he's just a loser.
Thank you for the call tonight, James. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It's always nice to be reminded that there are people who are absolutely nuts out there. So,
it makes us look better. makes us normal people look better.
He makes Cantwell look good.
Yes, he does.
All right, so we got more coming up here. We got more cult stuff, Johnson?
Yes.
All right, that's on the way. And your calls and thoughts. If you want to join us on the radio, you can do better than that guy. Almost anyone can. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time for you if you want to join in to the show. You can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
Let's continue, Johnson, with the story that you have been sharing with us about jargon and cults, and specifically jargon on the left.
So it says here, in a lot of ways, believers in social justice act like fundamentalist Christians. Privilege is the secular version of original sin, and to carry it is to carry a total depravity for which you must atone. To be guilty of hate speech, voicing any opinion that strays from the official victim narrative, is the equivalent of being a blasphemer.
Yeah, you can't be empowered with these people as a victim.
In addition, adherents of social justice groupthink are obsessed with sex, particularly in making themselves the puritanesque arbiters of what sexual behavior is acceptable and not acceptable. Like any fundamentalist group, social justice has its reinforcers of thought for those who stray from the narrow path. Mandatory diversity training after a perceived infraction is the most notable Orwellian example of how one can obtain absolution. And finally, as is the case with people in fundamentalist groups, the devout social justice warrior, as they are often called, never gets to be completely assured of their salvation because there are traps set within the doctrines that make it impossible to follow one without failing another. For example, if you prefer your own ethnicity when it comes to sexual partners, you're a sexual racist. But if you prefer other ethnicities over your own when it comes to sexual partners, you're a fetishist. If you don't believe that gender is a social construct, you're accused of being heteronormative. But if you refuse to believe that transgenderism is a biological reality, you're transphobic. You can't win.
Wow.
You're not supposed to, because social justice, like all strict, unforgiving, hardline religious groups, is designed to be a perpetual effort where one is never good enough.
Mm.
But I'm going to go out on a limb and say that social justice warriors are not liberals. While he ran a campaign for Martin Malley in a long time ago, one of the Democratic candidates. While they have indeed done their best to hijack the liberal movement, at heart they are little more than cultural authoritarians, and they must be stopped. There is no quick way to do this, no easy fix, but it also isn't a problem without clear solutions. For one, the left can take a strong stand against any call to censor an idea, no matter how moralistic the rationale. And by the left, I primarily mean the Democratic Party, but also, to an extent, the liberal blogosphere and left-wing
Good
academics.
Luck.
Yeah.
The ACLU is the only ones that are consistent on this matter.
This could include adding to the Democratic Party's platform a statement of unequivocal support for freedom of speech and expression, and remarkably, there currently isn't one.
Wow.
But could also include college Democrat groups on university campuses protecting against leftist attempts at banning conservative lecturers. No matter how it's done, the left needs to be very clear about its support for freedom of speech, including even the most vile kind.
Mm-hmm.
Second, we need to openly name and ridicule not only individual people who misrepresent the ideas of others and seek to declare certain opinions as being off limits, but also publications that do the same. I'm looking at you, Salon. Fortunately, I think this is already starting to happen. Liberals such as Sam Harris, Nick Cohen, and Ayaan Hirsi Ali are calling out regressive leftists who would rather pander than make meaningful change. I'm sure that there are many other ways we could confront this subgroup of leftism whose toxic attitudes are spreading throughout modern liberalism like cancer, but until then I would urge those caught up in this secularized form of fundamentalism to do what I did a few years ago. Leave your destructive ideology, unlearn false narratives, and embrace true liberalism that values the Enlightenment principles of social liberty and freedom of expression.
Yeah, but that leaving your cult is easier said than done. A lot of people are in their cults because they are
social pressure.
Well, that and they are a certain type. Maybe they're sheep. They're unable to make decisions on their own. Maybe they look and strive for that leadership.
That's common with people.
And those ideas of, cult of personalities that they could follow and get behind.
Yeah, well, they would want to break away. If they're going to break away, they want to go into another group, right, where they would feel welcome.
And that also happens.
Yeah.
Exactly. And by the way, I did look at that Pew Research, that statistics. And the good news, so you mentioned 40% of millennials, and then he compared that to 40% of creationists. What he didn't mention was, here's the good news. The total population, and this, I think the study was done in 2015, the total population is 28% would support government banning or controlling offensive statements about minorities. So only 28%. That's the good news. So it's not as crazy out there as we think. Of course, this is, 4 years ago. This is what we can compare this to. In Germany, the same question, should government make action against offensive speech? In Germany, it's 70% of people said that, yes, government should step in. That's
Europe for you.
That's horrible. Italy, 62%. Poland, 50%. France, 48%.
Wow.
So I'm not going to Germany anytime soon.
Let's go to the phones here. David in New Mexico on Free Talk Live, listening to Tune In. Go ahead, David.
So are you saying that the Germans are Nazis?
They are anti-Nazis.
Actually, they're you're onto something. They're actually in their anti. They're being Nazi.
They're being Nazis in their anti-Nazism. Yes, you're correct.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And being of partial German descent, I can say this, that it seems to be a problem throughout history with my ancestors, the German ones, in this type of behavior over and over again, and now they're getting back into it again.
Tribalism?
Well, tribalism can be noble, which ties into something else I wanted to say. But tribalism can be noble because you can be a tribe that is, you know, almost entirely doing good things, or you can be a tribe that is, attacking and raiding and stealing and raping and murdering and stuff like that.
Well, so, this goes back to Johnson's earlier his cult words, his jargon, being on the right side of history. So these guys, these 70% Germans, these tribes, these tribal peoples, think that they're on the right side of history right now. And 100 years ago, everyone says that they were on the wrong side of history.
Right, yeah, and that's the dogma is a problem, you know, when it's acted on, especially when it's acted on in a violent way, because that's what, you know, brought about, you know, from the Hitler, Nazi, et cetera, et cetera. One thing I want to throw in there before we run out of time is listening to you, what you're saying about this cult, sectarian, and all of the descriptive words that you've used also applies to, for instance, let's tie it into something current, like red flag laws. Okay, give us your guns because we don't like your demeanor, and then you can fight for the next number of years in court to prove that you're not dangerous, and in the process you might want to make use of various therapists like a psychologist and a counselor and this and that, and have them come into the courtroom and testify that you're not dangerous. Now, the people that go into those fields to be psychologists and et cetera, that whole thing, in my experience, are the vast majority of them would vote for the left, would be Democrat, would be these types of people. And so therefore, and the person who wants to own a gun would more typically be libertarian or right of libertarian. And so you're kind of, you kind of have a bias there. You have a left-leaning person that's going to evaluate the right-leaning person and decide whether or not they get to continue to exercise their Second Amendment right. You see what I mean?
Absolutely.
I see what you mean, David. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Conan, we're short on time, but I did want you to get at least a sentence in about the Young Turks. What's going on there?
You know what? Classic case of do as I say, not as I do. The very progressive Cenk Uygur and his folks, his peoples, they are very progressive, very regressive.
Mm-hmm.
They've been very pro-union,
very cult.
I believe. Very Bernie boy, very, very cult.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple days ago, today, yesterday, sometime, his group, his radio group, came together in a meeting and said they wanted to start a union.
his employees.
His employees, and he's not happy about it.
Really?
He says, no, leave that for the big corporations, not us little struggling corps like mines. You don't bring it.
And then they came for me.
And then they came for me, exactly. Very hypocritical of you, Cenk, but hey. You've been preaching it. Now it's in your lap.
Now you got to live it.
Now you got to live up with it.
Maybe he'll flip and no longer be a lefty.
Well, I just
sued the Young Turks on Fox News tonight.
What I did not know before today, that Cenk was a conservative many years ago.
Was he really?
Yeah. And he's been slowly turning. He might come back.
Well, he's not coming back to me. I'm not a conservative. But hey, we'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. I wish we had more time to talk about unions because they're not necessarily bad. It's just when they get in bed with the government, they are.
Our history classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776 or even later. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling and understandable, from middle school to law school. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.